The Bureau of Land Management issued a categorical exclusion for its decision to approve exploratory drilling at the limestone quarry near Glenwood Springs. A Cat X, as it's known, precludes public comment and a full environmental review of the project. BLM's justification for a Cat X is that drilling holes will cause about as much environmental damage as digging trenches. But Roger Flynn, attorney with the Western Mining Action Project, which represents a local group opposing an expansion of the quarry, disagrees.
There's no proposal to dig trenches here. This is a 15 drill holes, or up to 15 drill holes, each one up to 200 feet deep.
Flynn believes that RMR is looking for other minerals on site.
We don't think that that's a small trenching operation. Then BLM's ability to bypass public review is not authorized by the law.
David Boyd, BLM public affairs officer, says that yes, RMR is looking for other minerals.
The purpose of their request is to gain a better understanding of the dolomite deposit located beneath the limestone deposit that they're currently mining.
It's unknown what the company plans to do with dolomite, should it find any, but Dolo stone, which is mined dolomite, is often used as an aggregate in concrete and asphalt and for road base. RMR is allowed to mine for a certain kind of limestone under the 1872 mining law, but Roger Flynn says the company could be out of compliance with its current permit if it's selling boulders, gravel, or rocks.
Rock and gravel and boulders are not covered under the 1872 mining law, and in fact, can only be taken off public lands via a sales contract where the taxpayers get fair remuneration from the company.
But information about the quarry and what RMR is doing has been hard to come by. Flynn filed a Freedom of Information Act request on June 12th to the BLM for quarry documents, including permits. He says he's not received anything but acknowledgement that the BLM received the request.
The law says they have to respond within 20 working days. Well, that deadline has long since passed, and we have not received a shred of document, not even the original permit, not even current permits. It really raises some serious questions as to what is going on at the BLM office.
David Boyd confirmed that the acknowledgement was sent. As for the requested documents,
it's under review in our FOIA shop in Lakewood right now.
Boyd also confirmed that RMR will be submitting a proposal to expand the quarry.
Once we receive it and we've determined it's complete, then we can start our review, and then we'll definitely put that out to the public for multiple chances for the public to weigh in.
But until BLM receives the actual proposal, the public remains in the dark. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.